fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is the other side of the news with Bob Petrakis and my cohort, Dan Dugan.
Here I be, the other guy on the other side. I just want to remind everyone, this is what the other side of the community sounds like. This is us talking about current events on WGRN 94.1. And let's see, Dr. Bob, shall we talk a little bit about this Cohen, this so-called attorney, this friend of Mr. Trump?
And, of course, his mystery client, Sean Hannity.
Oh, I had to say I really enjoyed watching Stephen Colbert the other night get the news. He sat down with a glass of wine, and then he told Jon Stewart he was going to come over after the show and spoon with him. he was definitely in a good mood. It's just, oh, man. Tabloid news, you know, meets reality show. I don't know. In a dark alley in behind the deep state building. You know, what the heck?
A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about Cohen here, okay?
So
they go in, right?
They go in and they see stuff.
Right.
And they only do that if they're looking for evidence of a crime.
And who seized it again? Right? This is the FBI?
The FBI seized
right.
it.
But in going with the Russian investigation or the one involving the porn star, that's where I get confused.
Because, well, there's crimes alleged in both.
Right.
And
right.
the Russians were alleged to have been meddling in our election.
Well, yeah.
But more of an obvious Follow reality is the illegal. Was there an illegal campaign contribution? Remember, Mr.
Right.
Cohen
right.
said.
To my favorite porn star named Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
But again, raising up quite a storm. Looks like a hurricane now with the seizure.
It's that season or is it tornado season? Anyway.
And they say that Trump himself may be having seizures in
Or
White
conniptions,
House.
Anyway. Well, a couple
at
of.
At least.
Yeah, Commander-in-Chief conniptions.
But you know what works well with that? Medical marijuana.
Well, yeah.
It's proven.
Go. So, well, maybe
helps,
he does.
Helps
maybe
children
this is
with
his
epilepsy.
Big secret. Yeah, maybe when he sits there and watches Fox, he blows a doob. What do you think? Makes sense in my mind.
Well, he wants to afterwards. But, well, you know, they defend him all the time. But the Sean Hannity thing.
Yeah.
A little odd there.
Yeah.
And that will all come out, I suspect. But what did Cohen have? I mean, what lawyer spends $130,000 out of his own pocket to pay hush money to a porn star?
Who happens to be a lawyer?
A friend or what we used to call them, fixers.
Oh,
people
the old
that,
fixer.
A fixer. You know,
yes.
Political fixers.
Is he a fast fixer? If he can, right?
Yeah.
And they thought they had fixed this, obviously.
You got problems.
But it's unfixed.
Go to Mr. Cohen. But here's
and once
the
it's unfixed, it can't be refixed.
Because this was done right before the 2016 election.
Yeah.
And it could have influenced the election had that come out. Perhaps some of these far right-wing fundamentalists.
No, wait. Let's hold on a minute. I mean, it was made public that he had told, his name, the little Bush kid, not to be confused with, the political family. And by the way, let's have a moment of silence for Barbara Bush. All right.
Barbara Bush.
And so anyway, the little Bush fella, Billy, and Trump were talking, right? And that came out about, what he did with women. And so, people were outraged, but that didn't stop this.
Yeah, but that wasn't specific.
Because
that
was Hillary was going into pizza into the pizza parlor and taking kids. So, you know.
Well, yeah, there's one of the weirder
stories. Couple
that with
Benghazi and the emails.
The pizza parlor without a basement or a dungeon that
right. anyway.
They were obsessed with.
But no, I'm just saying, so that didn't tick people off or scare them away enough. So why would the story? You know what I'm saying? Why were they
But
concerned?
This was an actual, this them? Wasn't Trump talking about.
Or was she
about,
that good?
No, this wasn't talking about
or
Trump's weird sexual technique that he was bragging about assaulting women's genitalia.
Right.
I mean, this was a very specific, porn
wasn't
star.
Specific enough. Okay.
Stormy Daniels. And she said she had slept That's with the president. Maybe it might
yes.
have had influence, but as we know, probably Mr. Comey, who had his new book, come out, A Higher Loyalty.
Right,
but
and he's
many
been making
people,
the rounds.
Yeah, but many people think that really it
he
was
hasn't been here
his
yet, there's time.
Restarting the... email investigation of Hillary Clinton that really
yes.
cost the election.
Right. Well, he explained that several mansplained it several times.
Okay.
Or a Republican Politico explained it, or he explained it as a government official who really believed that the American people deserved to find out what was behind all because it got on Wiener's email service.
That's right.
Right. Well, that was his wife who actually, as I understood it, well, you know, I get some of my news from the left, somewhere in the left, that she made a mistake with those emails. And that's why she was Hillary's what? Campaign manager? Not campaign manager, but office manager?
Trusted aide.
Trusted aide.
Her
okay.
key liaison.
Right. So Huma, right, screwed up. And made a big mistake. And so, I don't know. I'm wondering why it was a big, why it brought attention. But that's what Comey was saying, at least the interview I heard, that because it was in Wiener's service, you know, that made, for some reason, another reason to look into it. So, he decides to look into it. And, of course, you know, as I talk about all this, I'm also thinking Comey, I can't get out of my head that Comey is not in favor of impeachment. And have you,
well,
you
no,
noticed that?
No, we should talk about that.
The American electorate needs to own up to it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, here's the problem. Impeachment nullifies an election. And the notion is that if, and there's some fear out there, is many of the Trump people, if you follow their memes, what they'll show is a bunch of guys from a gay pride parade all dressed in pink tutus, and they'll show themselves in camouflage with AR-15s and suggest if you impeach Trump, you know, we're going to stand up for the Constitution.
You mean like Larry Householder?
Yes, when we talked about him last time.
I haven't
Mr.
seen
Household.
Him in the pink tutu, though, but anyway.
Well,
I'd
he's
love
in,
to.
He's in camouflage tutu.
Okay. So go ahead.
It's that there's a lot of people out there that, listen to Trump. And, of course, Kellyanne Conway, who's back.
Kellyanne.
And she's
Kellyanne
calling,
Amway.
She's calling
yes.
Mr. Comey a publicity hog and
big
fat liar.
Big fat liar. Yeah.
Humongo liar.
Yes, big fat liar. So, well... He did actually have in the book also about the Russian professional girls who had fun with Donnie.
Well, the most shocking thing about his interview is he mentioned the Russian girls, and the golden showers, which I was surprised in the interview. He said he couldn't, rule it out completely. Going back to the steel research.
Well, remember last week we were discussing what we think really happened, and that was that Trump and Putin went off on a little horseback ride together. That would really open some eyes, wouldn't it? But see, what's crazy about this is, why is all this sex stuff so darn important? And we've already got the Russian investigation.
Well,
as
in
it
part
is.
Because 81% of all born again white Christians.
81%.
Okay. In
latest
in,
poll.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, the
I'm
core
not a big
base,
poll believer, but
the
they've been wrong before. But anyway.
No, I mean.
No, I know what you're saying. It could be 99%, but
actually, I'm a political scientist, so let me defend polls.
Really?
Polls are done randomly and with representation, right? You call people up, interview them, you
who
survey them.
Who answers their phone if they don't know who's calling?
Doesn't matter. It's called randomization. If you're calling every 53rd person, if they don't answer, you call the next 53rd. If you've generated a true random number...
Right, like not 53 or 81.
Well, you can get a random number generator. I've actually done some
polling. A random number generator. Okay.
But anyway, the polls indicate, and it shouldn't surprise anyone, that the people most likely to support Trump are white, born-again, or fundamentalist Christians.
Yeah, but they should have been ticked off about the Billy Bush thing. I mean, if it's a sex we're talking about, I mean, what's the difference to me? Maybe I'm just too much
Trump dismissed that as sort of, just
libertine, not libertarian, yes. Libertine. Okay, so, I'm kind of a Ben Franklin support, whatever. I mean, it's just sex, but Americans makes it, and I guess that's it. You're 81% of
the problem is, it is in Europe, so
worships Jesus.
If somebody's going to come out and say
God
something, and somebody makes an illegal campaign contribution, why the FBI was raiding in part, because if somebody's in election for president and you take $130,000 out of your pocket and pay off a porn star who claimed to have sex with him, that's a campaign contribution.
Right, I get that.
He has to report that.
Okay.
Right? Is
that
I'm paying hush money.
Right.
He's a fixer. He paid hush money.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that in American politics.
But see, what I'm saying is they shouldn't have even bothered or been concerned about it, because it doesn't seem to have made that much difference. Whatever we talk about with sex with Trump. And no one wants to even picture sex with Trump, let alone talk about it, right?
Well,
how about you?
I it's nothing I dwell on
hair
overly.
Hair forward or hair back? I kind of like that idea of it flowing back behind, that long mane.
Orange mane.
Long orange mane of his, yes. Comey did talk about how Trump had white circles around his eyes,
kind
which
of
indicated
raccoon
a,
or little
a
raccoon
tanning
eye.
Booth addiction. But anyway,
but this is the United States, right? We're a Puritan culture. We've been that way.
Some of us are, but okay. Yes,
well,
I know.
Was our founding roots, and H.L. Mencken, the famed journalist.
Wait a minute. I don't know about our hair. My people are mostly boat folks. They're boat people. Both my grandmothers were born over in Europe.
But those are Irish boat people, right?
That's half. Polish grandmother might resent that, but hey, she.
Many have argued that.
Or my Italian.
The Irish, as good God-fearing Irish Catholics.
What I'm saying is, though, some of us weren't here when we founded this country.
Sure.
Some of your folks weren't.
But you're creating a atmosphere from the beginning where sex seemed to matter a lot here.
Yes.
And, much more than other... I mean, for God's sake, they impeached Bill Clinton over, sex with an intern. This is WGRN 94.1.
Mm-hmm. The other side of the news.
And the Green Renaissance Station.
And this is
bringing you the other side of the news.
That's right. And this is what community sounds like. And sometimes it's time to change the subject, regardless of how far we've gotten or whether Dan has gotten anything explained. But that's okay. This all doesn't have to make sense. It just eventually has to lead to, I believe, Trump stepping down. And I think that he gets... And I'm going to use this term golden parachute, but what I mean is they get him to resign and they give him some money on the side. But anyway, in the meantime, he's nominated.
He need the money? I mean, he's already making a ton of money. He's got a brand. His,
yeah,
you know,
I hear
his,
you.
You've got.
Well, he owes the Russians. We've already established that. Now, he's appointed, or he's, yes, he's nominated Pompeo to step up into the Secretary of State position. So, do you have an opinion on that?
Well, Pompeo, who met secretly with Kim Jong-un.
And said he was a great guy.
I don't have a problem
with that. At least Trump said
that.
They got along great. That's
what I would prefer that all countries in the world talk rather than call each other names like Little Rocket Man and and threaten each other with who's got the biggest missile.
Right. Well, wasn't it back during the Bush administration that the Korean, there was an ambassador or someone representing the North Korea who was made to wait in the White House lobby for days because we weren't going to talk to him. So we're going to unravel it from there. We can blame the GOP. But nonetheless, Pompeo apparently is doing the, you know, the advance work on the negotiations.
And again, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, I don't either.
The question
what
is,
about Pompeo as Secretary of State? I heard he's not really qualified because he's not a true diplomat. At least that's
right. Yeah,
some
no,
experts say. I don't know what the polls say.
Your diplomats to have a certain background. But the question, you know, I think the real unqualified guy is John Bolton, the man most likely to get us into World War III.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon.
And again, what...
But Trump's surrounded by loose cannons for a while, and then he's surrounded by a few other loose cannons.
Kellyanne Conway, again, your favorite?
Well, she was right to some extent about alternative facts, because that's like, okay, let's take Jesus again. Some people believe that to be real, and some don't. Alternative facts. I rest my case for Kellyanne Conway. But Pompeo as Secretary of State, I don't know. I don't know what it says. And I know Bolton, I like his mustache. It's very walrusy, but I don't know about Pompeo enough. You know, he's running the CIA. Comey doesn't seem to like him, but, you know, what does Comey know? So...
Well, again, it's Kellyanne Conway who pointed out that the president is perplexed by James Comey. And why is he getting so much attention in what she argues is revisionist history? So a dispute.
Alternative revisionist history, maybe.
Yeah, she's got different approaches.
Yes.
She said, let me quote here, quote, the president is very confounded that this person, meaning Comey, is always able to divert the spotlight to him. He was very daft way of making things about him. So what's the problem with that?
I don't know. Comey
makes things about him.
Do tell.
Does not Donald Trump more than any man on planet Earth, perhaps except Kim Jong-un, make things about him? Doesn't Donald Trump, every waking hour of his life, put the spotlight on himself with crazy tweets at any hour of the day?
He
fires people by tweets. He threatens war by tweets. He sets policy that's irrational by tweet.
He's our little tweety boy.
Everything Kellyanne Conway is saying about
I thought Trumpy Bird
is absolutely true about Donald Trump. So there's a certain irony.
Oh, it sure is, and it's incredibly entertaining. But more back to the let's move back to the home front. How about we talk about the Buckeye State and how a couple of gentlemen are vying for the governorship through the Democratic Party process. And one of them was on Jeopardy.
Mr. Cordray.
And the other one was known as a menace. And others believe that he must have truly been a menace because they seem to be a bit concerned about him, so much so that it looks like there's a piling on against him. Would you like to shed some insight into that?
Well, I mean, the key thing to recall is the Daily Monopoly, the Columbus Dispatch, seems to be obsessed with discrediting Dennis Kucinich. Their big thing lately, this week, is he gave a speech to a group promoting peace in Syria that didn't want the sovereign head of state, Assad, overthrown. Now, why are they so obsessed with this in the Ohio governor's race? So they're trying to make it seem like Kucinich is pro-Assad as opposed to pro-peace, and they won't cover other stuff. Why aren't they covering that Hillary Clinton was dealing with, and the United States was dealing with, remnants of Al-Qaeda, our guerrilla force that we were backing in Syria were former members of Al-Qaeda, the people that attacked us on 9/11. Yeah. Granted, they had broken away and seemed to be more interested in selling oil and gas and working with the United States. So you've got this situation where why not let the UN investigate?
Wait, you're saying that Al-Qaeda made money off of selling oil and gas to the United States? What?
Well, no, they were seizing oil and gas. A lot of Syria, okay. If you look at Project Censor.
It wouldn't surprise me if we were buying it.
Project Censor, when this all started, and it started because people like John Bolton, these neoconservative,
nice mustache,
neoconservative PNAC types, Project for the New American Century, look them up, look up their website, believe that the United States military, in violation of every known human rights law and all the laws of war, have the right to overthrow leaders, sovereign heads of state, if they don't do exactly what the United States wants
them
to
now,
do.
Okay, now, I'm sorry, I got lost for a change. Where are we then with Cordray and Kucinich, and how does this play out in Ohio?
Well, because when Kucinich promoted peace in the Middle East and met with Assad and said, even though he grilled him in an interview,
it's once again a double standard.
On a TV interview,
right.
They're obsessed with Kucinich. But they're not obsessed. They never were obsessed at the Columbus Dispatch when George W. Bush committed war crimes and attacked Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9/11.
I agree.
You've got this obsession with trying to use a newspaper to essentially put out slanted facts. Well, Dennis Kucinich works with Ron Paul. Yes, they worked on trying to get rid of the Patriot Act, trying to get rid of laws that was creating the largest surveillance state, spy state in human history, the United States.
Yes.
So suddenly they're concerned, and they're really acting as apologists for the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
Well,
the Democratic Party didn't want to deal with Kucinich because Kucinich was against the war in Iraq. He was one of the few white members of Congress that said we don't need to be invading Iraq.
Right.
Now there's
and
2 Kucinich million Iraqis that are dead.
And Kucinich subsequently got gerrymandered out of his
yes,
place.
By
right.
the Democratic Party.
Yeah, absolutely.
They created a weird little district called the Snake on the Lake. But so you've got this drumbeat, these attacks by the Columbus Dispatch, the Daily Monopoly, against Kucinich.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're acting like it's news. I don't mind if they go on the op-ed page and come
You're
up and say...
You're saying it's fake news, but you don't want to use that term.
No, it's not fake news. It's slanted news.
Slanted news,
I heard that. They're single-sided accentuation of facts.
Excellent.
Dennis Kucinich, bad.
I like that term.
And again, what they're running as news... In no way is it balanced. Yes. What they're running is news is opinion editorial, with facts. It's how
Hasn't
they interpret
it
their facts.
Been somewhat that way. Come on.
Yeah, but there used to be.
You go back to with Hearst and the give me
yellow journalism.
Yeah, well, what was his...
William Randolph Hearst, you send pictures, I send war.
Yeah,
yeah, right. the Spanish-American War, 1898.
Right, but, for example.
But media historically in the U.S. started out as being partisan. You know, the Federalists had their newspapers.
Right.
The Republicans that became the Democratic Republicans had their newspapers.
Right.
But what they're doing is masquerading on...
So we've always gotten the slanted news.
News pages.
Right.
But we're bringing you the other side of the news.
I get that.
And part of the other side of
the
news
press that comes
is
out
that
of
the Dispatch is a the only daily newspaper.
Yes, sir.
In its long history, it destroyed the Citizens Journal.
Sure.
It created a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
It has tremendous control here in the capital.
And you feel like their support is obviously...
I'm just giving you the other side of the news.
No, I get that.
Here's my slant. We shouldn't be removing and attacking sovereign heads of state.
Mm-hmm.
And if Kucinich gives a speech before a group that doesn't, isn't opposed to Assad, he should be allowed to do it like every other politician.
Right. And
including Cordray.
Right.
Cordray, spoke to the NRA. Why don't we see that on the front page every day? He was at a rally. He was kissing the NRA's ass. Why isn't that on the front page every day?
I don't know. I'm with you, but you're drawing parallels, at least I'm seeing it, along the lines of what happened between Bernie and Hillary.
Absolutely.
And a lot of folks are...
And I think Kucinich is supported
by
the Bernie movement, clearly. Sanders supporters.
Right.
And I think Bernie was treated the same way. Instead of Bernie being treated for his long history of being right on the economy, about the corporate looting, about the 1%, they went after him as, he's out there, he's way out there, he's too far left.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do we need two corporate capitalist parties, Mr. Dugan?
I don't know many people that read the Dispatch, but I know there's a lot of people out there that do. I don't.
You're right. No,
I don't know enough that read the free press.
It's hard to read it because it keeps getting smaller. It's like downsizing the movie.
Yeah, and most people picking up their news in bits and pieces here and there, and sometimes they just get it from comedy shows or talk shows.
Well, which could be the best place to get it from.
Maybe. We do have some information about Earth Day.
Earth Day?
From the Earth Day calendar in the Free Press.
It's the Earth's birthday, Earth Day birthday.
And WGRN will be involved.
And they'll have a booth. There'll be a booth there.
We'll have a booth.
And you get to meet some of the personalities. Hopefully Mr. Dugan will stop in.
Yeah, that's right. Talent, as Wade Rathke recently pointed out about himself. I'll be talent at the table. So at the Earth Day Columbus celebration on Sunday, April 22nd, from 1 to 7 p.m.
1 to 7 p.m.
At
be
General
there.
Park 303 West Broad Street.
Sunday.
I don't know. If you get mixed up with the parks down there, check, Google it. You'll find us. We'll be around.
Which park is it at again?
Hopefully.
Genoa.
Genoa. I said that. Genoa. Yes. And I'll repeat that. Genoa. Yeah, it's part of the Columbus theme there. So it's our sister city, isn't it, in Italy?
I think you're right.
Yes, as opposed to our sister city in
In
El Salvador, right?
Sushi Toto, was it not?
There's a lot more going on concerning Earth Day, as in the celebration at the zoo, food for change, community cleanup. Do something, plant a tree.
Do something for Earth Day.
Support WGRN, the Free Press, and just get out and do what needs to be done and save the Earth. It's not that
and
difficult.
And here's
is it?
One of the big problems is that Dennis Kucinich
is pro Earth
Day.
We have to go. That's the big problem. We have to go.
He's fracking. All right.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.